I'm Sue Black, and welcome to the University of Dundee and our weekly look at the moments in history, both of the institution and the city, that have created the vibrant, dynamic place that we're now part of. As we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the university becoming independent, we examine the people, discoveries, and decisions that have brought us to 2017 as Scotland's University of the Year and one of the world's top 200 universities, delivering teaching and research that is helping to transform lives across society. Our aim over the next 50 years is to become Scotland's leading university in those areas in which we excel. At the start of the 20th century, Dundee was a city suffering from severe social deprivation. Infant mortality was high, and shockingly, 4 out of 5 children died before they reached their third birthday. Overcrowding was rife, with reports of up to 8 family members sharing a room, and that, combined with poor sanitation, led to low standards of health and an increased spread of disease. In 1888, the Dundee Social Union, closely connected to University College, had been formed. Its mission was to improve the condition of the dwellings of the poor, to provide opportunities and cultivate a taste for healthy enjoyments, and to promote the well-being of the inhabitants of the town, not limited by class, religion, or condition. Enter Mary Lily Walker, described by University of Dundee lecturer Eddie Small as an unsung hero. Shy, wealthy, her father was a solicitor, female and academic, she became an unlikely reformer. Walker was one of the university's first graduates, studying under professors such as Patrick Geddes and Sir Darcy Wentworth Thompson. Upon graduation, Walker joined what was, at that point, a social union in decline. She became superintendent of housing and chief manager of properties. Her influential report of 1904, focusing on the health of the city's children, exposed the terrible conditions in parts of the city, even making MPs in the House of Commons sit up and take notice. Both Eddie Small and honorary lecturer Suzanne Zeedyke describe Walker as one of Scotland's earliest early years champions. Walker believed that Dundee's high rate of infant mortality was in part due to the fact that women were forced to return to work in the jute mills only a month after giving birth. One of her great achievements was therefore to institute restaurants for nursing mothers in the city. These women would be able to receive very low or no cost meals on the condition that they brought their babies in for regular weigh-ins and did not return to work. In time, these restaurants expanded into full baby clinics, and Dundee became the first city in Scotland with an organised municipal infant welfare service. At the same time, Walker's home, Grey Lodge, became a centre to train professional social workers. After her death in 1913, she left it in the hands of trustees to be used as a settlement house. In 1920, Grey Lodge, the DSU, and University College joined forces to form the Dundee School of Social Study and Training, beginning a long-standing commitment to educating social workers in the city. Today, Grey Lodge Settlement is a youth and community organisation. It runs a huge variety of events, providing a 7-day-a-week programme to promote leisure, learning and community involvement for all ages. Join us next week for another podcast. Subscribe on iTunes, visit the website at www.dundee.ac.uk to find out more about the 50th anniversary celebration of the University of Dundee.